Oh, hi guys! Just getting ready for today's episode of Daisy Quest by putting all of my dice in color order and alpha order and all of that stuff like everybody does. But I'm also getting ready for today's episode of Daisy Quest by telling you about what we have at intermission, which is super exciting because once again, we have our friends from the Get Brown joining us to teach a little bit about some of the finer points of Daisy language and culture. So make sure to stick around at intermission for seeing them. And in the meantime, here is the beginning of today's episode of Daisy Quest. Don't worry, I won't be talking like this the whole time.
Welcome to the seventh episode of Daisy Quest. And welcome to the recap, Anjali.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here.
How have things been going for you and the party so far?
Well, for me, Anjali, they're going great. But for the party, it's a little, like, not so great.
Anjali doing great, Sithara maybe struggling?
Sithara's definitely struggling. Mm. At the beginning of the last episode, we had just emerged from the zone of dread, or the demon of dread, that dread place, the bad place, the place we didn't want to be. And we discovered that Namir had sacrificed himself for us and become the new Lord of Rot, which was a very, very sad moment. And then we started to talk with these goblin folk who showed up on crazy phase spiders. Like crazy, like
yeah, bam, they were
in
pretty,
and out. They were
pretty
scary.
Cool. Yeah.
Now, admittedly, when, backtrack. You know what happened before that?
Yeah.
This is what happened before that.
Yes.
All of a sudden, Deus Ex Priya comes riding down the river. Priya comes riding down the river, gliding down the river as if she's on a float.
Yes.
And she brought us a new friend
a
named
new friend.
Nuri.
Nuri.
And Nuri is bad. Ass.
Yeah, Nuri really cracked that whip, stage managed,
absolutely.
And got you
well,
all
I mean,
on
no, I really would have loved it if Sithara could have worked with Nuri a little bit to start her own production company, because I feel like between the two of us, I would have been the creative one, she would have been the one that got everything. She's the COO, I'm the CEO.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that's something, but maybe for the future. Anyway, one of the phase spiders was a big, scary phase spider, so we started attacking it. But then Nuri, who actually spoke Abyssal, could speak to the goblins and to the phase spiders, and we basically found out we just had to make a very loud noise and that spider would go away. And so it did. And then we began to talk with the two goblins, one of whose name was Multan, I think?
Yeah.
Multan the Sultan.
Yeah.
So we tried to negotiate with him to give us some mounts.
And he did.
And he did, but only in exchange for, and I completely understand this. A little bit of a brand glow up from me and Natasha.
Who among us hasn't tweeted some nefarious things and then needed a little bit of PR?
Yeah, need a little bit of like a fixer in there. So Natasha, God love her, this sweet girl who felt so badly about how things had gone at the end of the last episode, we finally gave her this awesome purpose and got her to safety by sending her off with Multan. So now, all of us had these dope-ass phase spiders that we could ride on, and it went partly well and partly not so well, depending on who you were. So,
but I mean, you made it to Silgar.
We did make it to Silgar.
With all your limbs attached.
Yes, we all made it there, and suddenly, and this was so cool, we made it to the town, and everybody started recognizing Laduanti.
Yes, local celebrity Laduanti of the franchise. Laduanti.
Right, and we were very confused.
You guys didn't know that?
Well, we were very, very skeptical because I admit that I thought the same thing that Laduanti did.
I knew that.
You know, well, of course you know everything. You're like the see-all, be-all, know-all thing. That's your job.
Yeah.
You are the omnipresent one.
Mm-hmm.
So we got there and we discovered that there were nefarious people working around in the marketplace. And so we started to hunt them. We started to figure out where they are. I shape-changed into an old Indian grandmother, and we ended up meeting a new friend, Sonia, who was terrified because the bad guys had her sister.
But you were able to find the sister.
Well, I was able to find the sister, but not before all the baddies started attacking us and we started getting giant waves of negative energy, and who hasn't had that happen in, like, real life? Waves of negative energy.
There's a baby beholder. That's got to be some positive energy.
You know, little baby beholder, the cutest mini I think we have ever seen in our entire lives. So we desperately attempted to thwart these nefarious folk, but unfortunately, and this is the sad place that we find ourselves now.
The ritual.
The ritual that one of them was casting, as we had been hearing the lamenting wails of Silsilan from atop the mountain, all of a sudden that wail stopped, and we saw some kind of crazy spirit, the bad guy spirit, emerge from one of these lesser bad guys. And our beloved new friend, Nuri, who was a devotee of Silsilan, had the life drain out of her just like we think maybe Silsilan's has drained out of her. But I have hope. I don't think she's not dead. She's just drained of life. There's a difference.
There's a difference.
You know, glass half full. So,
Your glass is completely full.
My glass is completely, I've been talking a lot.
And that positivity might fare, you know, might help you in the next battle.
Or it might get us killed, you never know.
I'm excited to get into this finale. We're dressed for success.
We sure are.
Are you ready?
I was born ready.
Let's get into it.
More chai. I'm gonna have more chai, because I'm gonna finish this one in like 30 seconds.
Although I've enjoyed your company here, I feel that our newfound friendship demands some degree of honesty, Nurin says to you, her hair kind of like absentmindedly uprighting cups on the shelves around her domain.
Whatever you require, I will divulge.
I think the divulging must come from my end.
I see.
The girls who you sacrificed yourself to save, they're my girls.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I am too. Or at least I wish I could be. In this far removed state, I blamed my husband for when you try to close in your fist something that is liquid, the pressure tends to send it through the gaps.
Yes, it does.
But the fault was not solely his. The deity of judgment, Rukon, he sowed paranoia in my husband, in my consort.
And through that, your daughters paid a price.
He tried to convince him that if he didn't join in his senseless war against mortal kind, that eventually modernity would take more Bonnie Forest and take our family. That if he didn't safeguard the future and force my daughters to this path, that all would eventually fall to the march of time and industrialization. And when Soha and Surya passed, in my rage, he convinced me that the best judgment was to banish my husband. And so I did. I did not realize that it would damn my own daughters. And in my grief, And in my loss, I wanted nothing more than to be free of it. And to be free of Vihar. And to be free of the plane. But now I feel rage. And now I want vengeance. And now I will not allow my inaction to tear any more families apart. This is the gift you've given me. And I am going to give you a gift. I will allow you to don flesh, and I will allow you to take a small vestige of my power and smite Rukan once and for all. Will you do this for me?
Will I, on your behalf, send the being that conned you and your husband and took from you so much? Will I, on your behalf, send them back to where they belong?
It is a big ask.
Everything has a place. Sometimes, something forgets what that place is for them, and they trespass. And they take. And they violate.
I cannot bear to have more taken from me. And I cannot bear to see him take from anyone else.
Then he won't. I will put him in his place.
Then you go with my blessing. Let us go.
Welcome to the final episode of This Equest. I brought someone to torment you.
I just lamented your death, yeah?
In a loving and friendly way, but torment it will be.
What lies? You said you were gone.
All right. Welcome to the finale of This Equest. We're dressed for a wedding, but we should be dressed for a funeral.
No. Wait, what? Oh, what is this?
One person at this table, and they're right there. So I think we're doing pretty well.
You brought me back.
Yes,
oh my
for better or worse.
Yes. Why are you here?
Yeah, I don't trust
you. What are you gonna do?
No. No. I don't like it.
You find yourselves in a market much more somber than it was. Yesterday, it was full of jubilation, full of commerce. Now, it's full of people picking up the remains of their livelihoods and trying their best to go about their business. You see your compatriot, Nuri, fall to the ground from the rooftop she was on, lifelessly. Just as this barrier comes shattering out like a sonic boom, shaking the ground you're on. The dark cultists also fall to the ground, senseless. As you crowd around Nuri, you know, you would see, the life has been drained from her. Her eyes don't respond. Her skin feels cold instead of the usual warmth of her Genasi bloodline. Erica did leave a message for all of you. Sithara, you see a notebook clutched in Nuri's hand. The notebook she scribbles in
all day. In it, you read, keep it cool. Don't treat talent weird. Don't let her know you're a fan. And trust that in the future, you'll get to work together. Stay calm, don't fangirl, and make sure she has everything she needs. Because if you give her everything she needs, she'll be sure to shine. The journal goes on to read, a number of small acts of kindness might seem like they're pointless. Something as small as making sure that people are fed, they have what they need to do their jobs. Sometimes it can be a thankless job, but those small acts of kindness ripple out, and like a wave of color, they give the world beauty. I don't know if I can save Sil Salon, but I know I can help these people, and so I'll focus on that. You see folded between the pages, made out of waxed parchment, a hastily crafted pinwheel.
I just take the pinwheel and hold it like this so that Murkat can see it and give it to Bacha. Can I sense whether she is revivable? Or if this is completely, this is the end? Can I sense, is there any sense of life in her?
Give me an arcana check. Or medicine.
The one time an Indian is bad at medicine. Mm-hmm. It's now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I'm actually better at medicine. 18.
You think her fate is tied to Sil Salon's?
And we can't hear the wailing anymore.
No. Your eyes turn to the lake at the summit of the mountains where you know she makes her residence. There, standing at the now shattered crystalline spires that were the source of this sort of negative energy force field, you see a familiar face.
Ooh. So, emerging from the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly, as if someone were able to have all the time in the world. Moving slowly, step by step, walking straight to you. And although in his body there is the sense of time eternal, on his face, is nothing but urgency. And with every step, his movement quickens and gets faster and faster as he approaches you all. You're all here.
You're here?
Why are you here?
Can you help? Our friend has fallen. He's a god now. Maybe he can help us.
I'll approach their fallen friend. I don't know if I even need to get that close. I already know what you just described.
Mm-hmm.
This won't be the only victim. There's much to do in so little time. There is an imbalance that needs fixing. Are you ready?
Yes. Tell us what we must do.
Do you not know what to do yet? How long has it been since I've seen you? Has it been?
Is Sil Salon still alive in any form?
There's still a chance.
Okay.
But the life is being drained. We must go to her and put everything back into the balance that it so desperately needs to be put in.
And our adversary, and hers.
We all share the same adversary.
What do you know of him? Anything that would help us?
The trespasser.
Mm.
The god of judgment?
Yes.
He doesn't belong here. His place is elsewhere. And I need your help to send him back.
You shall have it. I'm real quick. I'm going to go down to Nuri's body and say, I am so sorry, dear friend, but you always seem to have everything that we need. I just want to search Nuri's body to see if there's anything that we might be able to use in our... I know she had a bag of holding, had a bunch of stuff in it that she was pulling stuff out of.
Give me an investigation check.
Guidance. That's how I cast guidance, in case you haven't seen it.
See if there's any extra spell slots in there.
19
there's
plus...
There's no reason to track Namir, right?
20 plus... yeah, 20 plus... 23.
I'll do a check.
I'll 20. Do a check, too.
23.
Okay.
23. Both of you roll insight.
Guidance!
I just trust everybody, so...
So stay out, we don't need...
With guidance...
That's
a d4.
A d4. I get 14.
Oh, okay.
Oh, can you only do it to one person?
I can only.
Then I'll do. I'll get. I'll. T- I mine is worse.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, yeah, great.
This is investigation.
Insight.
Or insight.
Insight.
Okay, so that's gonna be 14 as well.
Yeah. Roll a deception.
I will.
If you
can, I offer a.
Yeah.
It's either deception or persuasion.
Yeah.
We'll see what you all figure out.
Yeah.
17. You've approached Nuri.
Also, it was a 23.
You find two potions of healing.
I put my hand on her heart, and perhaps we can put her somewhere that's not the middle of the street. Can we leave her with the vendor that you helped?
Gauri mommy.
Gauri mommy.
Yeah, I think we're close enough that I can leave a dead body there.
And where's Sonia? Where's Sonia and her sister?
You see Sonia and her comforting her sister, where she has like removed the bindings from her.
Okay, I just want to run over to Sonia and check. Were these the ones, these two, these were the only ones that you saw?
Yes. I don't think there's much time.
Yeah.
I think you must go to the summit.
Let's go.
We must go now. What state are you all in?
Not a great one.
Yes.
I'm pretty hurt.
From the lake where you emerged, you now see reflected in the lake an ethereal battle taking place. And as you approach the summit, it turns from a reflection into something more real. You see the Lord of Judgment.
Oh, snap.
Okay.
And you see much more ethereal, barely in a physical state, more a reflection, Silsalon, channeling life from one to the other, suspended above the lake, a reflection made real. You see a being channeling power from the beyond. Ash, you healed Bria before healing yourself.
Okay.
I hope that's the good side.
Auntie, you took the time to help a shopkeep when one of your members didn't. Mm. And you helped her pick up the pieces of her shattered business afterwards.
Mm. Oh.
Going to help her later, but...
No.
All of you resolved the dispute with the Arachnid court peacefully.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe more for that one.
Like all of us, right? It was like, oh, no.
And when faced with the horrible conclusion of what had happened to one of your compatriots, two of you paid homage to Namir. Maybe his boon will help you. Your reckless gambit to commandeer the airship resulted in family being left homeless, and with Bria being left to pick up the pieces.
I don't think so.
They could put us in contact and we could help.
Namir was forced to give up his life to save you from an encounter that you were not prepared for.
Okay, but he chose to. That's questionable.
But you did save a baby beholder.
Yeah, that was a big one.
And Nori did save the bards, who were then able to help you.
Okay. That's true,
and
yeah.
And they can continue their world tour.
Yeah.
You helped Sonya find her sister.
Mm-hmm.
It took you some time, but you did, in the end, help Sonya find her sister.
Okay.
But the cult was able to channel the dark ritual several times.
Oh.
So then give the cult a negative.
Right, they're doing the bad stuff. Okay, that's too many.
And this is where we now find ourselves. Roll for initiative.
Can we say that I have, like, ran behind the corner and dropped my... I look like me again?
Yeah, you can look like you again,
Cool. I don't want to do this battle.
Let's go ahead and place our minis here. You can place them between... here, and you can place them between here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You wrote Laddu on my initiative track.
Oh, no! Come on!
That was a photo shoot!
Yeah, except now I have to clean.
No. Okay. So what? I gave you a little extra thing to occupy your mind?
I'm trying to help you so you don't have to think about DMing all the time. So you can think about other stuff.
Yeah. A thank you. That was her you want to give me.
That was her attempt to give you a laddu. She didn't have any in her hand. She wanted to remind you of sweets.
If you give me a laddu, I'll take it off.
Okay. I brought a laddu to your house.
Fine, you're right. You did bring a laddu to my house.
Yes. If you're gonna metagame me, I'm gonna come at you.
I'm a DM, I'm allowed to metagame.
Yeah, okay. I mean, okay. Yes, okay. Please. Okay.
Yes, please.
Y'all are so funny.
Okay.
Initiative.
Oh, guys.
You know what? I can use the non-dry erase marker for
this.
Why?
Wow. Because this is
the last battle.
But then...
Should we take a quick, long rest?
Yeah, just a quickie. Just like a quickie. Can we just stop time?
Priya, do you have a little shelter?
Oh, yeah. Priya, now would be a great time, darling. Are you here?
Yeah. Anyone
else? Sitara.
Right. I tell Chotu to get out. Get about... 10 feet away from me.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, yeah. 10 feet away from any of us. Mm-hmm. And to poof, and then he goes into full flames. And then I cast, I'm looking at him, but I'm casting it over here. I'm gonna wave my arms like this.
Mm-hmm.
And out of my hand, orange smoke comes out.
Oh, hello.
And I summon a Bengal tiger.
Mm.
Summon beast.
This is just pretend this is a tiger.
Rawr. He's a very big tiger. I love him. He's excellent. Okay. Now, I do have one question.
I love monitor lizards.
I do have one question about this, because there's a bunch of things that it says that this character, this thing can do, mm-hmm. but I can't tell if it's either or if it's all.
I got you. What level did you cast it at?
I will cast it at second level.
The beast you summon has multi-attack. It makes a number of attacks equal to half the spell's level rounded down. So it'll attack once, and then it'll be your spell attack modifier to hit, which is a +7.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the damage will be if you hit 1d8 +4 plus the spell's level. So in your case, 1d8 +6.
Attacks once.
But he's Bengali, so we'll talk about it for the rest of the time.
Yes, exactly. It'll make Shingara's wife doing it.
And it shares your initiative count and takes its turn immediately after yours.
Roasted.
Fantastic. and then it also says here, fly-by pack tactics, water breathing. Are all of those options, are all of those available? Because there doesn't seem to be anything that says it not.
You choose the environment when you summon it. I assume because you chose a tiger, you chose land.
Well...
Pack tactics, then?
Yeah, the pack tactics was kind of what I was going for.
Yes, so you would have that as a land creature.
How deep is that lake? this dude who's floating in the middle?
Do you want to find out?
Is he floating or is he standing?
He's floating.
Yeah, okay. All right. I secretly want to retcon and not do, since I know it's super cool to do a Bengal tiger, but you know.
I mean, if you do a monitor lizard, that works for... that works for the mini we have.
And would we get maybe a little petal?
Get a giant
petal.
Crocodile.
Yeah. Maybe we get like a sponsor. It's
Jasmine's favorite animal.
A giant crocodile? The crocodile?
Are you really? Omar being shady. He's kidding.
If we do that, scale is going to be tilted.
I need meta help. Who wants a Bengal tiger? Who wants a crocodile?
My thought is the lake.
I would be something crocodile. Amphibious.
I say Bengal tiger.
And whatever side you're on, go with the opposite of what
you decided. I shouldn't vote. I'm ambiguous.
Ambiguous.
I like it.
Just trust you fully.
I like it.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna change it. I'm gonna make it a crocodile. It starts out to come out as a Bengal tiger, but then I realize, oh man, Batman's in the water, and I spin my hands this way. And now we have a giant crocodile. Okay, so it's a giant crocodile.
Cute.
And okay, that's that bonus. And then I just want to take cover somewhere.
Okay, where would you like to take cover?
Can I maybe behind that little table?
That will give you half cover.
Behind that little hut?
Do you have the movement to get there?
I have 30 feet.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. 30. Okay. You are now protected by half cover.
Half cover. It's not great. Okay, then I'm going to take the crocodile stern.
Okay.
I would like for the crocodile to head over to Deuter in the lake.
10, 15, 20,
25,
30.
Great. And then my boy, Chotu, I'm going to have him hop up. I just want to get him somewhere near me, but where he can fling
off spittle. 5, 10, and he has flight.
That's right, he has flight, okay. Mm. Okay, and then I want him to... And how far is anyone who
5,
don't
10,
like...
15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70.
Yeah, he doesn't have the range. Oh, he has 60 feet.
You're 70.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. That's where we are.
All right. That's 70, this is 65, 70, so 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 100. Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Damn it, it's within 120 feet, isn't it?
No. You see Rakan point with one finger, one long, beautifully manicured nail towards you.
Oh, no, I...
And he creates a whirlwind. Make, all three of you, make a DC, I'm not gonna tell you DCs, make a strength saving throw.
All
or
three
be
of
restrained.
Three of us?
Yeah, no. The three in this circle here.
I can't see who's.
Oh, so wait, Ladu, okay. Murka,
Ladu,
Ash.
Murka, and Ash.
Actually, it's only a 5-foot radius, so it'll just be Murka and Ash.
I love that.
You're 15 feet.
I love that for you, Ladu.
So you actually won't be hit.
I love that for you.
The air around you begins to get hot. In fact, you would probably see the tip of its nail flick with fire. And then the air starts to swirl.
Nine.
Oh, okay. And this is Dex?
Strength.
Oh, strength. Oh. Okay, that's gonna be 13.
You are both restrained. Mm-mm. This means your speed becomes zero. You can't benefit from any bonus to your speed. Attack rolls against you have advantage, and you have disadvantage when rolling. You also have disadvantage on dex saves. Okay. You can use your action, or someone else can use their action to try to free you, but it will be, you'll have to make that same strength save.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of you see a fiery cyclone kick up, and you hear like howling of wind past your ears as the air gets super heated. And as it does, and this wind whips around you, you find yourself unable to move. As the air gets hot, you take 4 fire damage each. Then.
Ah!
That
What?
We see.
What is that?
Coming down from the mountains.
Help has arrived.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, I'm a little nervous about that first half, you know, and I'm not angry. I'm just a little disappointed, okay? So I'm going to need you to step it up. I'm going to need you to bring your A game, as it were. You know who else is bringing their A game? The Get Brown, during this intermission. They're here to tell you a little bit more about Desi culture and fill you in on what exactly is a Bunty, anyway.
Bunty! Bunty, pass the ball! Bunty, I'm open! Bunty! You're probably wondering right now, what's a bunty? It's a person, an Indian person. You see, Indian people like to give their children beautiful names like Lakshmi and then give them nonsensical nicknames like Bunty. My mother calls me Budgie. That's not a name, that's just a sound. Here are some more weird nicknames that Indian people give their kids.
Kunu, Tipu, Laddu, Tinkab,
Farty, Milky,
Tilky, Silky,
Shitty,
Swish Preet.
Now you're ready to get brown.
Kutti, Bitchy,
Jonathan.
This intermission, we're going to be taking a snack, and our snacks have been generously provided by Karana Foods.
Okay, and not to bring Laddu Auntie into this, but I based her character off of this exact type of model of business, mm-hmm. where when I've been to Jersey, if we're like getting like adhirasam or something, it's not from a store, it's from some lady in her house
right.
that makes it behind a curtain for some reason or whatever. And then her husband wordlessly sells it to me or whatever. And it's like, she'll eventually franchise or like sell it to grocery stores and stuff, but it's all just like two people making stuff in their house. So I think it's awesome.
So now where they're at, 7 full-time employees. They operate in a 6,000 foot square warehouse. Whoa. They've never advertised before. This is kind of like their first foray into advertising.
Wow.
They took a chance on us.
There's like sweet, there's
salty.
Yeah,
the orange is so good.
That's what I'm eating.
My favorite is the pineapple.
So I just want to say to all you know, second generation Desis out there, when you're like have that like craving to just grab like a Flaming Hot Cheetos bag, nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
First of all, shame on you.
Come back home. Come back home. Grab some Garana Foods. It's got the kick. It's got mom's touch in there.
Mm-hmm.
This is the stuff that you should be munching on instead.
I really like the jalapeno ones.
Yeah. This is the new go-to like TTRPG food. Like this is the snack.
That is it. We're gonna keep snacking on this intermission because we cannot put these snacks down. We'll see you soon on Desi Quest.
So if you want to munch along with us, go over to GaranaFoods.com and use code DESIQUEST to get 10% off your first order.
Okay, it is game time. Omar, you have 30 seconds to roll a nat 20 with this glorious D20 from our sponsor, Die Hard Dice, while I sell the bleep out of them to our viewers. So, okay. I mean, choose your weapon of choice.
This beautiful shiny one. Okay.
And remember, if you don't do it, I pull from the Squid of Squalor.
Okay, but if I crit within these 30 seconds, then you have to.
Whatever, we don't have to. That's not gonna happen, so it doesn't matter. Here we go.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
30 seconds on the clock.
Huh?
Go! Okay, all the dice from Die Hard Dice are designed and handcrafted in our in-house by their alchemists and artificers before they are sent off to production. They take pride in the quality, creativity, intent, and care behind all of their designs. You're not getting it, dude. You think everyone does this? They do not, okay?
Bunny,
guys,
right there.
No, not slides. Slides.
Right there.
I have so much more to read. These guys have to go above and beyond.
Double
why?
Nothing.
Because Die Hard Dice have to do. It's comprised of gamers. Their dice are made by TTRPG players for TTRPG players. They make these
20.
Absolute stop it.
Here, careful or nothing.
Okay, I'm gonna go. You take over. You start reading whatever that says.
They
go.
Make these absolutely gorgeous metal ones, but they also make gorgeous polymer sets. I mean, look at these.
Three twos in a row.
Look at these. Look at these. All right, Sandeep, how'd you do?
Oh my God!
You the last roll!
You got in the end. So what does this mean? We both have to do
I don't
one?
No.
We both have to do the one we pull?
We both have to do the one we pull at the same time.
Okay. All right, so we're doing one between the two of us. Okay, All right, here we go. I'm gonna pick this one. I can't believe this. Okay, Vicious mockery yourself in the mirror.
Okay.
Wow,
you've been
very
wearing that
good.
T-shirt all day.
How about just reporting back?
You're going to make that a personality.
Oh, you're
wow, very good.
DIY
project?
You don't want to hear the news.
Screenplay coming along, pal. Okay, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
And it's going to be okay for you. Just go to dieharddice.com and use code DaisyQuest for a hot discount.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna write that screenplay. I know.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
It's about a guy who moves home.
Okay, we'll work on the promise.
A massive arachnid figure.
Wow. All, thank you. Castle.
All types of bags, components, tinctures on its back. And as you say, help has arrived, oh my gosh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It tosses you, flinging from its bag, a component. Regards of the Rachnid Court. Roll a d4.
Yeah, absolutely. That's four.
You regain up to a fourth level spell slot. I don't think you have a fourth level, but that means a third level spell slot.
Oh,
that's
hello.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Ma'am.
This is a very impressive.
It's a ma'am. See her dupatta? You guys are being so rude. See her chudiya?
We can't see anything. There's a building in the way. That is an entire building.
I saw.
And what you call judgment, I call being impressed.
And what you call judgment, I call speaking.
I love y'all. Y'all are amazing.
Thank
I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you.
Is it miss or doctor, I like to ask?
Thank you, doctor.
Doctor.
Definitely doctor. Dr. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. 8 degrees.
And then
Spider-Man.
Very cute.
You just won the internet.
Chaos has increased since
Spider-Mommy. Spider-Mommy is great.
Spider-Mommy.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
All right.
She was the opposite.
The channeler suspended above the middle of the Silsilan Lake channels its energy once again, this time towards Silsilan.
Okay.
Sheesh.
Uh-huh.
What the hell are you doing?
How many was that?
It's
four.
That's four, yeah.
I don't like it.
You see Silsilan no longer making any noise, like too weak to even cry out in pain, grow weaker.
No.
No.
Or I mean maybe.
Technically, actually. One comes off of there, yeah. And then one goes from there to there. Perfect. Sorry, a lot of mechanics in this fight. It is Wakan's turn again.
Ayo.
He gets to move twice in the initiative track.
20,
25,
30,
35, 40, 45, 50.
50. Opportunity attack?
Crocodile.
Crocodile opportunity.
Opportunity attack.
Oh, Wakan.
Yes, okay.
You can't get away with anything.
Opportunity.
So is the croc has this opportunity attack?
Yes.
That's so beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, he's plus 7 to hit. Natural 20.
Wow.
27. Double your damage die. The croc tries to take an attack or makes an attack at Rakan as he moves past, disregarding such a lowly life form.
Judgment. Whoa. Yeah, that's bad judgment. That's not nice.
He judged the crocodile.
Puts his hands together and then points them out at all of you.
That's
a 15-foot cone. You're safe. The three of you make a dex save.
Me too.
Yes.
And I don't want to be this guy, but we have to make
Disadvantage.
Disadvantage, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
We do.
You
We're in a whirlwind.
19.
Well, it's okay. I'm already pretty disadvantaged.
Yeah, you have disadvantage on dex saves.
Two.
Six.
14.
I'll say I was 14. Distracted by how beautiful Spider Mommy is.
It's Dr. Spider Mommy.
Dr. Spider Mommy.
The 14 makes it.
Oh, okay. And the two of us?
The two and the six.
11 points of fire damage.
Oh, my
at both
gosh.
Of you.
And 19, so half of the. Us or none?
You're not even in the cone of attack.
11?
No, I said the three. No. Flame erupts from his fingers and buffets the two of you. Ash is able to get out of the way despite being swept up in this whirlwind, and the two of you are scorched with flame. Namir, you're up.
So, Ash. Ash is here. And Mirka,
mm-hmm.
You're both kind of right in front of me.
Yes, you have LOS on both of them.
Great.
They're within 15 feet of you.
How messed up are they looking to me?
I'm looking slightly ragged, but you know.
You're holding on by a thread?
I'm about to die.
Okay.
So matter of fact,
my tail's not wagging, but yeah.
Pulling out my longbow, which is now shimmering with this sort of ephemeral energy.
Oh.
And I draw an arrow, and the insect swarm that has been flying and crawling, flying around me, crawling all over me. Some of them land on the arrow, and they sink into it, and it starts to glow. Uh-huh. And I look at Rukan, and I say to him, I've been waiting for you. And then I turn to look at you.
No.
And I fire an arrow.
No, Namir!
Healing arrow, right?
And it pierces you. Through the chest, but it doesn't hurt.
And that's what death feels
maybe
like.
Maybe it was fake. It's no, like, it's a yeah, I'll it's healing. You it's gonna be a healing arrow.
It's like a winking arrow.
Healing arrow. It's like a surprise.
Got
you, psych.
The arrow melts into you and it bursts. You start to feel like things are crawling all over you, actually. Like these insects start to crawl all over you, and then it becomes gentle. And this wave of healing energy moves through you as you regain 7 hit points.
Oh. Yes!
Okay.
Namir, I didn't doubt you for a second. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. No, I'm taking note.
Well, judged Namir.
Well, I, of course, never judged you.
I think Ash, you know, knew it from the beginning, and he just wants to give you a big old hug.
Ah.
He does.
There'll be time for that later.
Okay, fine, sorry. I'm just excited.
That's my first attack.
That's your first attack. You have one more.
Second attack, I then now train my eyes back on the Lord of Judgment, and I say, Nurin sends her regards. And I attack with another arrow going right through him.
But a bad arrow.
A 17 to hit.
Meets it, beats
Whoa.
It.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
So, this
Metagame.
Is...
be my threat. Yeah. Just be like,
no.
And just for flavor, I wanna use my bonus action mm-hmm. in conjunction with this. As part of the swarm breaks off and joins the arrow.
Yes.
Giving it this like swarming energy. I'm going to and then some of the rest of the swarm breaks off and starts to fly around me as I mm-hmm. lift 10 feet up in the air. That's my bonus action.
Fancy.
I am going to do a number of things. So this is my swarm attack die.
Yes.
This is my weapon.
Yes.
And I'm going to divine smite this mofo.
Oh.
Yeah.
So,
I'm going to use a second level spell slot. So
all
that
right.
is 1, 2, 3. Okay, so this is all the damage. Well. That is that. Yes.
next round, I'll do more, maybe. That is 21 points of damage.
Yes. 21 wow. points of damage. A decisive blow. As your arrow pierces it, your swarm driving the arrow through and fused with Norin's light, you strike a grievous blow to Rakan.
Question.
Yes.
Now, I can see the mechanic behind you. Mm-hmm. Is there any sense that I have in terms of how Rakan is weighing judgment? Is that something I sense?
Yes. You all are vaguely aware that a scale somewhere is beginning to tip as you see that the closer Silphalon gets to death, the stronger Rakan gets. Mm-hmm. And as you strike this blow to Rakan, you see Silphalon's eyelids flutter for just a moment.
This is it, everybody. This is the fight. I still have, no, that'll be my turn, I'm 10 feet up in the air, though.
Ash, you're up.
Yes. So I'm currently restrained, right?
Yes. You can use your action to try to remove yourself from the restraint.
Okay. First I want to, I see these gods before mm-hmm. me, mm-hmm. and they look more familiar than ever before. Mm. I remember, I sort of flashed to a memory, many memories of my father at home, at our home Mundir, mm. praying to statues, murtis, of these very same gods, or some of them. And I wonder, are any of these my patron deity, or the deity that's associated with my family? It's nothing we've ever talked about explicitly, but that is the thought that's going through my head.
Give me a religion check.
Zero, cool. I'm gonna bless with some flowers first.
Aww. As we do. Very good.
Gotta do some puja.
Yes.
17.
You recognize Silsalan's face, and as a healer, your first instinct is to help her. You wonder, as you're pondering her face and you're remembering these statues that your father, like, paid so much respect to, it dawns on you that she is in no state to give your family any favor at this time. And as a doctor, your base instinct is to do the thing you do best, to help her.
Okay. All right. With my turn, I will... I'm gonna bless my friends, my allies here, with some more of my... my flower petals, so I can do three of us that are closest to me. I will bless the three of you, Lundu, Aunty, Namir, and Murka.
Amazing. All of you get a D4 that you can add to ability checks and, I believe, attacks.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Amazing.
Saving throws.
And yes, and saving throws. Yeah. Yes, bless is actually really strong.
It's...
Your blessing falls on your fellow party members. Would you like to do anything with your bonus action?
Can I just speak to the merchant arachnid there?
Yeah, you could speak briefly. You could say maybe up to 10 words since we are in the middle of combat.
Yeah. Anything you can offer? any help? I'll gladly take it.
And you hear her voice come back and say, trying, as she tries to, with her many arms, she pulls like a sari out and throws it away, and she pulls out bangles and throws those away, and she pulls out like a pot, and mm-hmm. as she's like searching through her bags.
All right, it's my turn.
Let do one, deep.
Okay, put something on. Take a bat off.
Take a bat off.
That was very disrespecting to your elders, I feel like, okay. Come on, Ladu.
Okay.
So, what are your HP at?
I'm doing okay now, I suppose, all things considered. I'm at 9.
I'm like, should I
help him with one action and then strike with another, or should I just go strike?
Go strike.
Do your Ludo auntie thing.
Do your job.
Okay. Okay. I go, you seem good. And
I'm spiraling in fire. Like...
Yeah. Yes. You're fine. Everything's fine.
Yes, I'm raging. Do I still continue to rage from previously?
Speaking of, you're in the fire, so you take 1d4 at the top of your turn.
Okay.
For an additional 4 fire damage.
Oh, damn.
Yes, continues.
Am I still raging from the previous thing, or does that reset? It
lasts a minute.
Oh, I would like to rage then.
Yes!
Yeah. Rage!
This is pretty enraging.
Yeah, I am pretty enraged. Not only is this god threatening to hurt my family, my newfound family, not only does this god think he can do my job, which is judging, this god took my sister and brother-in-law into the Feywild. So with that rage in her heart, am I 20 feet away or?
Yes.
Do you think I could?
Okay. Yes, you can.
So I would like to use my hand axe.
Because you can do 5, 10, 15, 20.
Great. I would like to hit with my hand axe.
Roll to hit.
Okay, that is a 16.
A miss.
Okay.
Is that plus all your modifiers?
Did you use your bless?
Bless.
Yes. I used my D4. Bless.
Oh, you did?
Oh, no,
you
I didn't.
You get an extra D4.
Okay, great.
Which will be it.
So then that's a dirty 20.
Yeah.
That's a hit.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Okay, so then damage.
Well done, Ash.
Say yes to bless.
I do 7 damage. Seven. And I'm raging, right? So plus two, so 9.
9 damage. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. And then I get a second hit?
You do. You have 2 attacks per attack action.
Okay, so that is a 24 to hit.
That
hits.
Yeah.
And then that is 7 plus 2, 9.
You strike twice with your hand axe, both of them hitting at this individual. He is going to use his reaction to hellish rebuke you.
Nice. You cannot rebuke me!
Give me a dex save.
Okay. Okay.
You got this.
But can I use this
on,
plus?
Come on, auntie,
let's
go.
Okay. So that'll be a plus a d4.
Okay. So, okay. So, 18.
That meets it. You take 10 points of fire damage.
Wow, that was gonna be really
as
bad.
He does, you dare to strike me?
You hit an old woman.
Is that the end of your turn?
I think that's all I can do.
Morka, it is your turn.
Yep. I tap my suit and I'm gonna infuse it. And that's gonna give me a +3 to strength checks and saves. So I do that little double tap and I would like to attempt to step out of this fiery whirlwind.
All right, roll a strength save.
Okay.
You are blessed and you have your +3.
Okay, so that's going to be a total of 14.
Just shy. You try to step out of this whirlwind, and as you do, it almost as though grabbing an ethereal hand made of fiery wind pulls you back.
Wow.
At the top of your turn, you also take 3 fire damage.
Okay.
Is that your turn?
That's it.
At the end of your turn, Rakan uses his legendary action.
No,
I don't
knew
like
those. It.
He looks at you and says, invoking your guilt.
Are I what guilt?
But you knew. You knew that they were locked away. And you chose to forget. You begged to forget. You knew the whole time. And you lied to her. You knew in your heart, you're nothing but a thief. And you tell yourself all kinds of lies, don't you? But the world is moving forward, and it's leaving you behind. Make a charisma saving throw.
Okay.
And you are blessed.
Thank you so much.
That is a 23.
For a moment, a almost hidden, repressed memory in your mind comes up. But you are able to focus on the task at hand. Even if he's telling the truth, he's using the truth against you. And he must be twisting it in some way. You are not affected by the guilt condition.
Ain't that the truth?
Medically, I am not affected by guilt.
Well, well.
Sithara, it is the top of a new round. What do you do?
She gets on her table.
Okay, Sithara is seeing so many conflicting things. She sees her auntie, she's heard this being mm-hmm. tell her auntie that she knew about my parents, which blows her mind. Then she's confused because Namir seemed like he was good and then he was evil, but then she's relieved because he's evil. I mean, he's good. And she's as confused as I am. And she remembers that he said, Nurin sends her regards. Mm-hmm. And she takes the card out. Mm-hmm. Puts it between her hands and mm-hmm. she says, if I've ever needed you, now is the time.
How many stamps do you have left?
Two.
Mmm. Huge.
You feel a warmth envelop you and you hear Nurin's voice in your mind for just a moment. She says to you, amidst the cacophony of battle, oh, my sweet, I wish that I could whisk you away, but I cannot pull you from his hand.
I don't want you to pull me from his hand. I want you to tell me how to break his.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm. And she says, find strength in your companions and in the friends you've made along the way. And know that my blessing goes with you.
I feel like I want to ask one more question, but it's not as pretty as what you just said, so it's going to cut it. Okay, I'll just take that. I come back and I run. I do it. I run between him and Auntie.
Ooh, okay.
And I swipe at him with my magic kukri.
All right. Roll to hit.
Mm. Auntie is horrified.
Okay, no, I don't want that. Right. Plus, 18.
Oh. 18 hits, great. Roll damage.
4. And as my bonus action, I would like to reach behind me with my other hand mm-hmm. and cast, what is it? Cast Healing Spirit on. Are you two next to each other by any chance? Are you close, remotely close to each other?
Ash and me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're right.
Oh, we're
great.
We're
so I'm gonna put the healing spirit, I'm going to invoke a healing spirit, and you will actually see a white, iridescent form that looks exactly like me mm-hmm. come and stand around you and hold you, and it will imbue you with 1d, okay, until the spell ends, whenever you or a creature you can see moves into the spirit space for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there, you can cause the spirit to restore 1d6 hit points to that creature, no action required.
Mm-hmm. So at the top of your turn, you'll gain 1d6.
And I tell Auntie, go to Marka. I'll take this.
No, all right, very dangerous.
I'm not gonna say anything, I'm just gonna give you an Auntie look.
Oh my God. That's what it feels like.
Reaching back, cast your healing spirit on Murka.
Yeah.
All right. go ahead and move an attack with your summoned beast and then with your wildfire spirit.
Excellent. So my summoned beast is going to come and stand exactly opposite me behind Rakan, and because he has pack tactics, mm-hmm. he is going to...
Roll with advantage.
Roll with advantage.
Oh!
That's cute.
Wait, that doesn't go. Oh, natural 20. So there you go.
Yeah.
Again.
And...
Yeah.
Didn't it crit already once?
Yes.
Not bad die.
Oh, but your crocodile.
Oh, the crocodile. Okay. So it's plus 7 plus 27. That doesn't mean anything. And it's 1d8 plus 4 plus 2 times 2. 8. 16 plus 4 plus 2 is 22 points of damage.
Okay.
Jeez. And then my beloved squirrel is going... Oh, can he get to Auntie?
What's his speed again?
He can fly. Hmm. So his speed is 30. How far away is that die from Auntie?
You can do it in 5.
Okay.
I think.
I'm going to have him fly to Auntie mm-hmm. and wrap his little tail.
Are you okay with this? I'm asking, because it has to be a willing creature.
Right.
So I'm asking you.
Story-wise. Ludu Auntie hates that you stepped in between them because she's like, what can a child do? Yeah. What can my child do? But in her whole journey, has sort of learned a little bit, just a little bit, no one get too excited, a little bit on possibly how to slightly delegate. So she is okay.
Okay. Because you need ranged weapon attack, yeah? Mm. So he's going to fly over. He's going to wrap his tail around her arms mm-hmm. and poof, teleport her away. I'll take the damage, but so will Rakan. Mm-hmm. And let's teleport her 15 feet behind him.
Okay.
10, 15. Great. All right. And then he does.
I think it's a dex save. I got a 15.
Needs it, beats it.
Okay.
Oh, I have to do my dex save.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't make it. So 1d6 plus 3. Okay, 9. That's okay. Ooh. That's fine, it's fine. Everything's fine.
It is Rakan's turn. He's going to cast Thunderwave. The phase spider, Auntie, the crocodile, and you all make a con save.
Okay. And do we still have blessing?
You all do?
Yeah. Yes.
I do not.
Oh, you're not.
Yeah. That is con 15.
15 as well.
18 for the croc.
All right. The two of you are pushed, the croc is not. You take 12 thunder damage, 6 thunder damage to the croc.
Where am I pushed away to, though?
Back.
10 feet, right?
Is that...
A nat 1 for the spider, who is also pushed back and takes 24 damage.
No!
Spider mommy!
You see the spider reel back as this grievous blow courses up her body, her legs twitching a little bit helplessly. She doesn't look good.
Oh. Well, I suppose Johto is probably with her because he teleported with her.
He's not in range. Oh, yeah, actually. Yeah. So, yes.
But he's make a, but he's a flying Johto. Creature, so does he still have to make a dex save?
Yes.
Okay. 16.
It was a 16?
16.
Okay, so Johto is not pushed. Johto is there and takes the same damage you took.
I think Chotu might be down.
Uh-oh.
No, the crocodile.
Oh, no. He's not. He's not down.
Right?
Okay. Huh? Crocodile saved.
Yeah, the crocodile saved.
Fine.
Yeah,
so yeah, the crocodile damage. Made the save.
Yeah.
And
Chotu
so...
Chotu did as well, yeah.
It is then the vendor's turn. The vendor is going to... I think the vendor is going to use its action to try to help you out of the whirlwind.
Oh. Oh,
killer.
Spider mama.
Spider mommy. Ramanandri spider mommy.
Blessed you.
Mommy, not mama, sorry. Sorry. I'll ask her.
Dirty 20. We don't know. Yeah. She pulls you out.
Wow. Well done.
Wow. What, you get pulled out?
Into
okay.
four of her arms. Aww. You see her bangles clinking as she grabs you and pulls you out of the whirlwind.
Nice.
It is then this character's turn, floating forward. They channel their energy towards Silsilan once more.
Oi, oi, oi. God, they're so much.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Whoa.
You see the life begin to drain from her once again and her eyes shut once more. Oh. Dang. Then, seeing that you're in a perfect cone, Rakan once again puts his fingers together and casts burning hands at you and the spider vendor.
No!
By you, you mean me?
Yes. Okay. Make a dex save.
Come on, Punch. Let's go, baby. Nat 20.
Yeah!
You take no damage, but you see the spider vendor. You're still wrapped in her arms as she shields you from the flames with her body.
No.
She succumbs to the burns.
Ah.
You look down and see in one of her hands, as the flames buffet her and she falls to the ground, knocked unconscious, one last potion for you, Ash.
Okay. Healing potion?
No, you'll know what it is on your turn if you wish to use it. Namir.
All right. Rakan is ahead of me, and Silsilan is being, I don't know, this other creature has had their attention on Silsilan the whole time.
Yes.
And I see that she is being drained more and more. Crap, man. What do I do here? Okay, so I'm floating 10 feet up. Mm-hmm. A quick scan around. What are the other people in the vicinity doing? Are they fleeing? Are they
fleeing for their lives?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Knowing, even though they're fleeing, enough of them will be looking back and will be witness to what happens here. And that means something. I'm going to... Okay. I'm gonna step so that I'm within 30 feet of Ash, of Mirka,
10, and 15, 20, like here?
And yes, so I they need to be within 30 feet of me.
Of you, they are.
So Mirka, Ladu, and Ash. Mm-hmm. And I draw an arrow and instead I shoot it straight up at the sky and it bursts. And these sort of ephemeral moths start to float and fly around you, knowing full well that there will be witnesses to this, and that you all must be the ones to put forth the greatest efforts, because that's what's gonna matter more, is if they see you right this wrong. I'm casting aid. Mm-hmm. So all three of you gain an extra 5 hit points to your maximum and to your current hit points.
My.
Yes, these moths gently fall on you, bringing you comfort and succor in this difficult time. That's your movement and I believe your action.
And my action.
You still have your bonus action.
I aha, ooh. I will draw another arrow, knock it, and I'm gonna stand in between
I want to be a meat shield, a decaying meat shield, for Mirka, to stand in front of him.
Okay, you're actually placed there now.
Great.
So that's perfect.
So I'll stand exactly there, and I stare daggers into Rakan's eyes. The Lord of Judgment, taking down the mortals of this realm instead of facing an equal. How like you?
Important question. Is Butcha flammable?
Well, Butcha's made of love and sugar and spice.
I just wanted to ask.
Peep-boo.
His voice is changing.
Puberty is a terrible time.
Horns on its head, eyes rolling, long tongue come out with backwards hands on all fours.
Oh, yeah. Too scared to come next to your auntie, huh?
You've hurt many of my friends today, and so I wish to inflict those wounds upon you.
I keep asking for some place where I feel like I am real. And all I get is more confusion.
Wow, that's a lot of ones.
You're looking very worse for wear, right?
I have one hit point.
I'm done. I only had seven.
I'm down.
You were so calm. I honestly wasn't anticipating.
I was like, I came out of the smoke, I'm so hot, and I dropped dead.
not 20.
Oh, yes, Andy!
He's almost out. Take him down.
I hope you enjoyed the show as much as we loved making it. But it wasn't just our love that made it possible. This show would not be what it is without our friends at Karana Foods, the Spark of Ages podcast, Hero Forge, Lethal Shadows, Dogmite, Die Hard Dice, Dimension 20, and Dropout, Critical Role and Darrington Press's Candela Obscura, Misty Mountain Gaming, Black Magic Design, B. Raja Studios, Fonco Studios, all of our 2,608 Kickstarter backers, all of our Patreon backers, past and present, this amazing cast, and the absolutely tireless and talented crew. Tohade bina appa kuch nahi kar sakte. Tohade naal appa kuch bhi kar sakte.
Hey, join me and Omar for the Desi Quest After Show podcast, The Tea Kettle, where we'll spill the chai and go deep on each episode with special guests from behind and in front of the camera.
Tea Kettle episodes are exclusive to our Patreon backers, so go hit up the Desi Quest Patreon, support us being able to make more while getting this way cool deep dive on the show and the world.
Can we have a moment to appreciate how great, like, I mean,
God damn.
Right,
this is Desi Quest, episode 7, take 1, camera A and B.
Are you guys on your marks?
No.
No.
Yes.
I actually was.
Look at me.
Only took till the last episode.
Anyone higher than a 15?
I'm 15.
Me too, beats it.
me too, beats it.
I don't think, you keep saying that to him. I do not think it means what you think it means.
He looks like he's got skulls around his waist too, am I right?
He looks cool.
To Arthur G, to Barkbarian. Okay, here, I get it.
DBeachy, one, not to be confused with the other ones, thank you so much. And Elizabeth Hammonds, oh.
And like Goblin Katie and Goblin Horde, I feel like you guys should know each other. And I hope you do, because you have a similar interest in goblins. I also want to thank Hugh Cunningham.
Oh, B. Cortez, lay it on me. Here we go. Of course, you're busy. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you at work. Ron Ogden, my man, my main man.
Zainab, Manzor, thanks to everyone. Wow. Did I read all 2,608 backers?
I'm gonna eat your friends.